So money is something I think you'd agree is something we all need in order to live, yes? There's nothing truly free in this world. We need money to pay our utility bills. We need money to pay for food and for clothing. Money to buy possessions. Money to go on holiday. Money to keep our cars on the road. Money to participate in hobbies. And really, the list is endless. Maybe you have different lists of what you want to use your money for. As much as we would all agree we need money to live, I think we'd also say that money is something that if we're not careful, it can consume our very thoughts, our every thought. It can consume the way that we look at life and we live out our lives. I wonder, have you ever thought any about these things about money? I need to buy that item. It will make me feel good. I need it to keep up with technology because my peers, they have it, so I need it. I work so hard, I deserve to buy whatever I want, whenever I want. I want that bigger house, even though I might not be able to afford it. It doesn't really matter how much debt you get into. I'll pay it off eventually. At least I have money right now. I don't have enough money. I need money. It makes me secure. I don't think I'll give to God this month as I don't have enough money to spare. He'll understand. I need to spend money on my kids to show them how much I love them. The more money I have, the happier I'll feel. You don't need to save money, just live in the moment. I wonder, have you ever thought those kind of things about money, about your money? Why? Why do we think like that? Why can we end up thinking this way? Because we live in a world as a whole that believes money is the answer to everything. The more money you have, the more money you have, the happier you'll be. The more content you'll be, the more secure, the more popular that you'll be. Because you have that bigger house, you have that better car, you have that latest technology, you have the in fashion clothes, you can have that more amazing holiday. On a daily basis, we're encouraged through our peers and through the media to spend, to work harder to get more and more and more money, to take out loans, to go into debt if you need to, if it gets you where you want to be. Because money is seen as the be-all and end-all of everything for so many people in this world. The truth is, with this kind of view of money, money becomes less about serving your needs and becomes more about it becoming your master, or you serving money. We become more unsatisfied with what we have. We're striving for that more money. We're doing whatever we need to do in order to get what we want. We spend, and it becomes and continues into a vicious cycle. It's so easy for us to get drawn into this pattern with money. But this is not how God sees money. Nor how we should interact with money. Last week we kicked off a new 3-part series entitled, "It's the Truth About Money. What Does God Say?" What does God say? This series is is kind of brought forward in order to give us an idea and to show us what the Bible has to say about money as a whole and how we should treat what we have. If you were with us in the first message last week, we discovered that God wants us to be wise stewards with the money that we have, to be able to live within our means. In order to do this, we first have to understand that everything we have, including money, is God's. Not only that, the gifts and the talents we have to earn that money comes from Him too. We then saw how we treat money starts in the heart. And then we learned to be wise stewards. We need to learn to make godly decisions. And we need to be willing to count the cost each and every day. Because how we use our money is really important to God. And for a more in-depth look at that, then I encourage you later on today. I've not managed to get it up, but later on today we'll put both the sermons up. Today and last week's, you'll be able to look at that and listen to that in more depth. I'd encourage you to do that. This morning, I want us to look at another part of money and what God says. And if there was a tagline that I sometimes use for my sermons and that you could write down, so if it's the only thing that you remember, at least you've got a tagline to remember the sermon by, and it's this. Give on purpose with purpose. Can we say that together? Give on purpose with purpose. That is what we are looking at this morning as we continue in this series of money, the truth about money. So if you have your Bibles, would you turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 8? And then we're also going to be looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 9 as well. But we're going to start 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 1 to 5 and then 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 6 to 9. And now, brothers, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches. Out of the most severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. For I testify that they gave as much as they were able and even beyond their ability. Entirely on their own, they urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in this service to the saints. And they did not do as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord and then to us in keeping with God's will. And flick over to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, which is probably on your next page. It's on my next page. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 to 9, it says this. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. May God bless these next moments that we share together, that He would teach us something new about what it means to give on purpose with purpose. Now, whenever we come to the subject of giving to God, often referred to as things like tithes and offerings, it can cause a few different responses in people. Not saying that you think any of these things, but there are generally these are the kind of views that people have. For the more skeptical of people, they may think, here we go again, you're just after my money, because you want more money for a project, or the pastor needs more wages. Some people may think, I don't believe in tithing 10% of my earnings is an Old Testament principle that was made redundant when Jesus came to establish the new covenant. Others may think, don't talk to me about money. I have very little of it, and the money I do have goes towards my bills and towards my family. Some may say, I give to God when I can, but I don't want to feel obligated. Finally, you may think, giving of my finances to God is something I take really seriously. Now, I don't know what your viewpoint is on giving unto God this morning, but let me tell you this, this sermon is in no way here to condemn anyone, but rather to encourage us to see what the Bible has to say about giving to himself, to the church, and perhaps to others who are in need. You see, God sees giving to the church and those in need as an essential part in helping us people to cultivate the right relationship with money, to have a good relationship with money. Our reading from 2 Corinthians 8 verse 7 says, But just as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in your love for us, see that you also excel in this grace of giving. Giving our money to God is about us learning to give to him on purpose and with purpose. Giving to God on purpose and with purpose. So what does it mean for us this morning to give on purpose? Now, the word purpose in the dictionary is defined as doing something deliberately with a sense of resolve or determination, not to be sidetracked by anything else, but to do what you set out to do. See, when it comes to giving to God with purpose, on purpose, even on purpose, we are resolving to choose to put God first. To give on purpose means to choose, make a choice, to put God first. Now, every one of us here today, including myself, could probably have a case as to why we think we should keep the money back for ourselves rather than to give to God. Some of these things would be valid. However, other reasons why we may not choose to give to God and we want to do it to something else may not be as valid. But to give on purpose means to choose to put God first. Listen to what Proverbs 3, verse 9 and 10 says. It says it like this: honor the Lord with your wealth and with your first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be bursting with my wine. What's that mean? Simply, to put God first in our finances means this: that before we pay any bills, before we spend any money on food, before we choose to buy any possessions and anything else, we choose to give a portion of the out of the whole we've received to give it to God. It's this sense of saying we want to give God out of our best, not out of our leftovers. You know, if you have a meal, right? The best food is always the food that you eat on a particular day. Yeah? We have leftovers in our house. They're okay. But it's not the best. The best is always at the time when it's a whole meal, when it's everything. When we talk about our money, it's always best to give out of the whole rather than giving God leftovers or anything that might be left on any particular month. Because you see, often It can be that we give leftovers to God because we feel more comfortable with that, because we know that we need God. You know, there's some money left. But God says it differently. He wants us to put Him first. In giving to God first, we acknowledged, as we mentioned last week, that everything we have and our gifts to work and earn are a result of God blessing us. Any money you get through your door, any money you get from working, is a blessing that God has given you. We give, or we should give, not in order to get anything back or to find favour. You know, there's times when we do things, God, I'll give that to you if you promise to do that for me. Bartering. That's not what it is. You see, the thing is, He's already given us everything that we need. The greatest thing that God could ever give you this morning is salvation. A gift that costs Him everything, but a gift that is to you without cost, other than to follow Him. So it's not so much about us giving to God because we're expecting something back, but rather we're giving to God because we want to say thank you. Yeah? Thank you, God. You've given me this, I'm giving you this portion of what I've got before I spend anything else to say thank you. Psalm 103, verse 1 to 5 says, praise the Lord, all my soul, and all my innermost being, praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your sins, heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Now let me say this to you. Giving to God first is actually, to the world, it's kind of countercultural. You know, when they say, when they look at things, they don't say, the world view doesn't say, you know, kind of give to God first. It says do what you want with it. Do whatever you want. See, they would say to you, if you told them that you give to God first, you say, why give money to the church or to those in need when you obviously need it for yourself? Look at all those bills you need to pay, the disposable income you need for going out, your hobbies, your happiness. It's weird that you do that. It's counterproductive. It's wasting valuable resource. Let me tell you this. Over the years, I have had some interesting conversations with people. Generally, when I've come to the point of moving house, and I've got a financial advisor who comes to me and says, you're giving too much money away. You're not going to be able to live on what you're doing. You're giving to the church. You need that for yourself. I say to them, no, I don't. I give to God. Whatever it is I give, doesn't matter what it is, I give to God. And in return, I know that He will bless as I give. Not that I'd have loads more money or anything like that, but He blesses a heart that says, God, I want to put you first. I say to them, this is non-negotiable. I give to God is important, and He provides for me, and you get one of those quizzical looks. Really? Really? And I say, yes. Come and ask me 6 months later. Every single time, God is always faithful. Perhaps you've had similar conversations with others, or maybe you've had conversations in your own mind as you debated whether you should give to God this month because you could do with that money. Surely God wants you to be happy and not worrying about not having enough money. I'll be honest, I've probably found myself in that position a few times over the years. Don't think there's anybody that probably doesn't. As I battle with my desire to not give to God this month, as I want to provide for my family or to do something special for the family, And I want to be able to do this, and actually, if I give to, don't give to God, I can do it. If I don't, then it might not be possible. And it's not always easy. But I've learned that being wise with what God has given me, putting Him first, is always the best choice for a person to make. Putting God first, saying, there's no negotiables here, God. I know I've got all this stuff coming up this month that I have not anticipated. But God, I'm going to trust you, and I'm going to give to you what I can at the start of this. Believe, God, that you will help me in the rest of the month. It's a choice for every one of us, every time money comes into our homes. Will we look to self or will we give to God? Question I want to ask you is, what will you decide to do? Because it's not my choice. It's my choice for my own family, for me. But it's your own choice too. Give on purpose, putting God first, choosing to put God first. Give with purpose. Once we've chosen to give on purpose, we then need to learn what it means to give to God with purpose. In order to learn something about ourselves, maybe, or with the intent to see something change. You see, to give with purpose means that we give with joy, not out of a sense of obligation. To give to God with purpose means we should see it as a joy, not just as a burden, not just as an obligation. Our reading tells us from 2 Corinthians 9:7, each man should give what he's decided to in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Would you agree with me this morning that there is nothing worse than having someone give you something that they don't want to give you? It's done with reluctance or because someone has told them to. You can pretty much see that there's no joy in that thing they're giving you. You can see it on their face. You can see it in their whole demeanor. And you know as the receiver that you will never truly think that they wanted you to have it. Because you can just see the way that they've acted, that they really don't want to give it to you. I wonder at times, because we've probably all had people like that who've done that to us. I wonder at times, can we be like that when we give to God? That we don't give with purpose, we don't give with joy and excitement, knowing that our giving will help build God's kingdom, bless Him and bless everything. But rather we always give out a sense of duty or out of begrudgment. The fact we have to do it because that's what the Bible says. If we are honest, I expect we all had those moments. And you know, God doesn't want it to be on those terms. He wants you to want to give it. He wants you to give with joy. When we give cheerfully, it pleases His heart. And in turn, we get joy from knowing that what we've given will be used to bring about purpose of reaching people with the gospel, or keeping God's house in order. We should never let the chains of obligation or fear stop us from giving with joy and with excitement, saying, God, this is yours, and I want to give it to you, and I'm excited to give it to you. You know, when I have kids, I've got 3 kids, yeah, and I don't give to them. You know what? So I know everyone gives a good thing, you know what that is. Because you're my son. Here you go. Then give with joy, don't you? Give presents with joy. You would like to see the smile on their faces. You give out of joy and out of love. Secondly, giving with purpose. To give with purpose is an act of trust. An act of trust. Put your hand up here this morning if you've ever worried about money. Yeah, a lot of us. We're worried about money, paying bills or being able to pay off debts that incurred. Most of us likely won't have lots of surplus cash flow month to month. And perhaps for some, it might even be really, really, really tight. The thought of giving to God can feel like a pressure that we could do without. Surely God will understand that I can't afford to give to him. But here's the thing. To give with purpose is the ultimate act of trust. Giving is asking you and I to trust in God. That he will provide for our needs as we are faithful in giving to him. But let's remember this. I'm not talking about giving stupidly and giving over the top. What I'm talking about is giving as you're in your heart, as you come before God, as he asks you to give. Look what the verse says that we've been reading. Philippians 4 verse 19, and my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Luke 6 38, give and it will be given to you, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over. It will be poured into your lap. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Giving is an act of trust. Do you trust God enough that when you give, he will provide for your needs? As you give out of your heart, and as you come to him and say, God, I might not have much right now, because I know that there's all these bills he wants us to be wise stewards, but God, I want to give something to you today. Thirdly, to give with purpose means to position ourselves in humility. This is kind of the other side of things. As much as most of the challenges that come with giving our money come from us not wanting to let go of control, for some the challenge can be more about pride. The moments when people are desperate to make the show of their giving. During Jesus' ministry, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law were the ones who made a show about what they gave. Luke 20, verse 46, Jesus says, beware of the teachers of the law. They like to walk around with flowing robes and love to be greeted in the marketplaces and have the most important seats in the synagogue and places of honour at the banquets. With great ceremony, these people, teachers of the law, would come into the temple courts. They would throw coins into the money boxes that would clang and clatter. And the whole world would know that they've put in a lot of money. See, the Pharisees are more interested in the praise of people. Oh, look at them, wow, they're so rich. They've given so much to God, look how holy they are. But that's not how God saw it. You see, they wanted the praise of people. They didn't want the thanks of God. See, Jesus talked about this being the wrong attitude when he brought to the attention of the disciples a poor widow who in the quiet only put two coins in that she had into a box, giving out everything she had. Luke 21, 3-4 says, he also saw a poor widow putting two very small copper coins. I tell you the truth, he said, this poor woman has put in more money than all the others. All these people gave their gifts out of their wealth. Look at me. But she gave out her poverty. Poverty put all she had to live on. See, giving unto God with purpose should never be done in order to get a pat on the back for your peers, but it's to be a private, humble moment between you and your Maker. Giving to God is never about how much you put in. The more you give, the better you are, but it's about coming before God in prayer with humility and asking him what to give. From our key reading, 2 Corinthians 9, 7, each man should give what he has in his heart to give. Everybody is different. It's giving unto what God has asked you to give. Finally, giving with purpose is an act of spiritual maturity. Keeping our money and doing what we want with it is no different to the way that every other person in society lives and deals with their money. Giving with purpose, giving to God and having his viewpoint is totally different. And giving with purpose is one of the few different signs of spiritual maturity. We go back to 2 Corinthians 8 verse 7 from our reading, it says, but just as you excel in everything, faith, speech, knowledge, complete earnestness, and in your love for us, see that you also excel in this grace of giving. Jesus, on his Sermon on the Mount, talked about where we store our treasures. Do we use our money to store treasures here on earth for the here and for the now? We might think that's a wise thing to do so we can enjoy loads of different things. But can you take any of that away with you? No, we came in this world with nothing. We can take nothing away with us. But God wants us to be a people who store our treasures in heaven by giving of our resources here and now to build God's kingdom. Because this is what truly matters. Yes, it doesn't mean you can't spend stuff on yourself or on your kids or buy some nice things, but it goes back to that thing at the beginning, choosing to put God first above all others. In conclusion, I don't want to pretend this morning that giving is always easy. To say otherwise, perhaps would be a lie, because we all have those moments when it can be tricky. But as believers in Jesus, we need, and if we want to seek to live for God in all areas of our lives, we have to choose to die to self. Our sinful nature says to exalt money, to run after it, to spend it on ourselves, our family, first and foremost because it's hard earned. But God calls us to a different standard with our money, to be givers, making the choice to give to Him first with our finances, to give with joy, not obligation, to see it as an act of trust, to be humble and understand that giving is really an act of spiritual maturity. And surely that's what we should all want to do as we become disciples of Jesus, is to grow more like Him. So may we choose today to be a people who give on purpose, choosing to put Him first, and give with purpose to honour, to exalt, and to build the kingdom of God. Amen.